You live on the West Coast, you live on the East Coast, you live in Kansas. If you love West Coast sports, this is your place. This is Big Ben.
This is K-Win, even Baco, even Reno. We got you all covered in the West Coast.
All sports, all West Coast. NFL, MLB, NBA, WCC, Pac-12, it doesn't matter.
We also throw in some fun, a little humor with our 5-minute life guides.
Boom.
Boom. It's summer. It's hot. It's time for the great summertime debate. The great debate.
You're on the beach. You're at your friends. You're at the pool. You're
at a wedding. You're at a bowling alley. You're at a ball game.
It doesn't matter where you are. These drinks are readily available to you now. It is the wave. It is the future. It has picked up quicker than I don't even know what to compare it to.
Popcorn.
Sure, popcorn.
No, I feel like I went away for a week and came back and everyone was drinking this. It's one or the other. It's like Pepsi, it's Coke.
And I'm in one camp.
And I'm in the other. And we're talking about spiked seltzer.
White Claw, the greatest spiked seltzer.
I thought I was on the White Claw.
Nope, I'm on the White Claw.
I'm on the girly Truly side.
You were just telling me you love Trulies.
So we go to this beach party and I'm adamant about White Claws. And J-Mo's no like, no, Truly. I have to admit, Black Cherry Truly is delightful.
I mean, I do like a Truly every now and again, but I think it comes down to this. So one, I won't get into why White Claw is immensely better. I'm going to keep
No, let's hear it. I want to hear it.
No, I'm not. I'm going to keep that ace in the...
Can I tell you about how much I love Black Cherry Truly that I had to pour the second one in a red cup so no one would know what I was drinking?
That's the thing.
I'm like, it's a vodka soda. Don't worry about it.
No matter what you're doing, you have to stick with the same flavor. Yes. Or else someone's like, wow, that you're onto a lime and now with Black Cherry. Jeez, how many have you had? And never show up at a party with the the sample one.
Yeah.
Because the... Truly or the White Claw Black Cherry, I think it is. No, it's Truly Black Cherry.
Truly came out Black Cherry first, then White Claw.
Okay, whatever.
Started
your Black Cherries will be gone and you'll be left with limes. No one wants to drink the limes.
No.
They're disgusting.
No.
They're absolutely disgusting. But I will tell you why White Claw is better.
Okay.
So.
I agree they're better.
Really?
I'm on your side of the debate.
What?
You're sold.
Who's represented Truly?
All right, I'm back. Truly.
So there's a bodega
yeah.
next to my house, and I was going to a play some golf.
Okay.
And the options were, you know, limited. It was going to be hot out. So
yeah.
I respectfully wanted a Truly or Spike Seltzer. They're good, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I look around, and it's either buy a six-pack. And again, you don't want to throw a six-pack and, you know, who knows, one of your buddies don't like him or he makes fun of you. Of course, that happens until they actually try it.
Exactly.
And then, but I look around and White Claw has a 24.
What? They have 24 pack?
Yes. No, 24 ounce version. Sorry. So they make it.
I need to call Truly and have him come out with the cube.
Yeah. What would you, would that be respected if you showed up at a party with 30 Trulies?
I mean, you would have to, right?
I'm here to drink some Truly. I mean, could you imagine in college showing up with 30 pack of Trulies?
That's probably what they
You'd
do now.
Top attraction.
That's probably what they do now.
We need to find someone in college and see what they're drinking.
We need to go to Tucson.
We do again.
So 24 pack White Claw.
No, a 24 ounce White Claw. I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you said 24 pack.
No, 24 ounce.
Wow.
So
that's almost better than 24 packs.
Exactly. So you can get away like, yeah, this is my first one, you know, and this is my second. And then, you know, no one's counting your cans.
Yeah.
So I'm saying you're more efficient. And I don't believe it looks a little more manly.
It definitely
does. I look very.
The Truly can is definitely a little bit more feminine.
Dainty. It is.
Dainty. And White Claw's like, big bear, give me a White Claw.
No, that's not at all.
Or that's a pirate.
That's not a pirate or a big bear. I think if you look at the can, it's like, it looks like a freaking, it looks like a beach or something like that. Yeah, it's got a wave on it. The powerful wave of White Claw.
But Claw is very masculine.
Is it?
Yeah.
The Claw?
The White Claw.
The White Claw, I think it's referring to like the cap and a wave.
All right, well, you're but probably right.
White Claw, and they do have ruby grapefruit. So if you're a big fan of Greyhound like I am, game over.
Game over.
I didn't know it truly actually came in a... In the odd part is, I think Zima had this down before I anyone,
know.
Right?
You know, sometimes some refreshments are before their time.
Yeah, exactly.
But the difference is, so Zima was in a bottle, but these are in a can. First time I thought people were just drinking LaCroix.
That's true.
And I opened a hat and I was like, whoa,
yeah,
all right.
Get away with it. I mean, so there's other ones too. There's like,
there's Henry's now too.
There's Henry's, which you can get at Safeco.
Remember when I went to Vaughn's the other day to buy some White Claws. They were out.
No.
Went back the next day because it's right by my gym. So they were out again. I wanted White Claws even more. Right. I had to go to Ralph's just to get some White Claws. You cannot get White Claws. They're flying off the shelves. Popping like popcorn.
Who makes White Claw? Let's invest it.
We should.
Well, let's make our own hard seltzer.
Yeah, all we do is come out with a 24-pack.
Just water down some White Claws and put it in a can. Put 50 calories on it and call it a day. Wow.
So, no, but this is why they're both great. It's like having a vodka soda out in public and you're just crushing it. And it's consistent.
That's true.
If I'm pouring the vodka soda, it's going to be heavy-handed.
We need to figure out what the limit is.
On how many me and you can drink?
No, not necessarily. I'm saying the limit on before you wake up the next morning with a pounding headache. I feel like any sugar, like granted, they both claim there's no artificial flavors and all that stuff. But I mean, can we talk?
So they claim, at least truly, 2 grams of carbs. I think it's 1 gram of sugar.
But
how's that even possible?
So do you feel like you're respected if you're drinking a Michelob Ultra?
More so than a Truly.
So you stack thing your respect.
There's probably levels of that.
Starts with Bed Heavy.
Yeah.
You work into a Bud Light. You work into a Michelob Ultra and you think Truly's at the bottom, but it's just so good you don't care.
Right now, yeah. I'm comfortable with my own skin. Summertime.
Do you think Truly goes away during the winter?
No.
Really?
No.
They probably come out with a pumpkin spice latte flavor and then a peppermint flavor.
But here's what I want to know. Is Truly and White Claw, is this a West Coast thing?
I don't know.
Because the weather's nice. You kind of always can drink Truly
or White Claw. I feel like if you were caught drinking Truly in Arkansas, you'd be run out of town. It might put you on a bus to San Diego.
If you were in Dorchester, Mass, and yes. You popped up in a Truly.
The Mass hole would probably take it, punish it through your forehead.
He'd be like, have some Sam Adams, mate.
That's not even close either. But in PA, if you're at a Phillies game, yeah, you're probably drinking Yingling.
Now, if you are a professional athlete, like Bryce Harper, do you sign up for a Truly sponsorship?
I mean, depends on how much your wife drinks. But she's putting those things down.
Happy wife.
Exactly. You know what's funny? This can go back to when David Wright took like a 0.001%
in vitamin water.
In vitamin water. And then they got acquired by someone and he made tens of millions on
dollars. Coca-Cola.
We should do this. We should. Tell White Claw we'll take a 0.001 shareholder stake and we'll drink as many White Claws as we can for the next year and promote the heck out of them.
We should.
This podcast, sponsored by White Claw. Did you know that we've been around since 2013? There is no sugar in our drinks. And we now have this wonderful flavor of mango.
Mango. Ooh. But this is, no matter what side of the debate you're on, it is the drink of the summer.
It is.
The seltzer is taking over the world.
It's taking
fewer calories than beer.
You know who's probably hurting right now? Tito's. The guy who made Tito's is probably like, what the? I know I've cut back a bit
on
Tito's due to these guys. You're right.
Fruit flavored hard seltzer.
That's what it is.
Spike seltzer. Tito's in a can. It's a LaCroix meets Tito's. If LaCroix married Tito's, it would turn out to be a Truly.
That's what we should do. Just take some LaCroix and Tito's and shake it up and call it a Spike Seltzer.
You know, do you think LaCroix should start branding Spike Seltzers? Everything I drink is LaCroix and Tito's. Why not just bottle it up?
That's true.
Let's go after that market. According to Nielsen survey, 193% spike in sales year over year for hard seltzer.
A convenient way to have a cocktail. I mean, pretty soon, yeah, it's you get pulled over. What are you drinking, sir? Truly? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it's ready to drink cocktails.
Boom. I wish we had this idea.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap this up. So who do you, I think we got to let the listeners decide. I've actually gotten pushback. You offer a guy a Truly and I'm now.
Yeah.
And then like, you're like, are you sure this is the only thing I got you?
The thing is you just have to own it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
you can't walk back and be like, oh, I wanted to try one of these. It's like,
yeah,
you gotta be like,
you can't be like hunched over in your pleated khakis, drinking a White Claw, thinking you're the man.
And then the last thing you want to do is take it from like a girl brought a six pack. You go steal a couple from her. Don't do that either. Just bring like a six pack of beer that you might have and then bring six Trulys for yourself. You start there and then bleed in a beer.
I like it.
It's a good recipe for success.
Truly 100 calories, White Claw 110.
You can burn 10 calories just drinking a White Claw. Do two push-ups and overcome that 10 calories. Team White Claw.
Team Truly.
Team White Claw, the fiercest team out there.
We should do a hard seltzer fantasy football league.
We should.
Yeah. Truly, White Claw, Zima, and Henry's.
No, there's like seven others out there too.
Everyone has one.
I know. Pretty soon it's going to be Coke Zero, Spike Seltzer. All right, let's wrap this up. You guys probably agree. I'm sure there's people that say White Claw versus Truly. Either way, you're probably drinking.
I'm sure there's people out there. How come we're not talking more about Henry's?
No. I think Henry's is like a... Is it only a Pac Northwest thing? I thought it was only a Pac Northwest thing.
Are the Henry's like the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Sure.
Fighting for contention, but never really make it?
Could be. Oh, all right. I'm good.
Let's wrap it up. You can find us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio, everywhere you want to go. Western Standard Time. Instagram, Twitter, WSD_podcast.
And we're out. Boom.
Boom.